can think of right now. Okay. Like a basset is what the...
Yeah, that's technically...
The blacks used to call it.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
Do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
A casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery or burying ground.
What do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
You just call it anything. Stream, I guess, or... well, we don't have brooks here, but the water that comes from our well goes down that ditch, so I don't know what...
Yeah.
We don't call anything but the ditch water.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, from springs.
Yeah. You wouldn't have a name then for one that's smaller than a stream. Just if...
No, because it just be a ditch water to us.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast, just like all around here?
That out there, yeah. The marsh?
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Galluses or suspenders?
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Red eye. Oh, ham gravy.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Must be a razorback.
Uh-huh. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Booze or... You see, what else did they call it? They made that kind in my childhood. I can remember they caught them over here. Still,
moonshine?
Corn whiskey and moonshine. Call it corn whiskey, give me that old trash.
That's what I was just going to ask you. What do you call cheap whiskey?
Corn whiskey, I guess.
Corn whiskey. What do you call anything that a child plays with?
Toy.
Okay, this gets into a little bit different kind of word. Some words change, of course, to show a change in time. For instance, if I say, right now I see you, that's right now, but I would say, yesterday I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
So the word changes from see to saw, or I could say, we go to church every Sunday, we went to church last Sunday, we've gone to church every Sunday for a year. So go changes to went and then to have gone. So if we say, taking the word sing, you would say, has that song ever been
sung?
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, I what that song yesterday?
Heard.
Or talking about just singing, if you did it yesterday.
Sang.
Yeah. That's it. If we talk about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Bought or...
And I might say, yes, I something them yesterday. Still talking about buying.
Mm-hmm. I bought them yesterday.
If we're talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
Washed.
I'm talking about eating, though. If you're just talking about eating, have the apples been...